This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday received a call from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In a statement, Prime Minister's office informed that during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defense, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi further recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take India-Brazil's strategic partnership to new heights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. He was addressing the MS Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ, व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूँ। मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए, मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए, मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार।
Highlighting that Dr. Swaminathan-led movement may make India self-reliant in food production, the Prime Minister said, "Today, India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute." He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. The Prime Minister said 21st century India is fully committed to becoming a developed nation and this goal will be achieved through the contribution of every section in society and every profession. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin in Moscow. Earlier in the day, Mr. Doval held talks with the Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu. Speaking on the occasion, the National Security Advisor said India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values the relationship. He said both sides had high-level engagement and these engagements have contributed very substantially. The NSA also said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon and the dates are almost finalized. However, no specific date or timeline has been indicated about the visit. NDA has authorized Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha JP Nadda to select the alliance's vice president candidate. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the decision was taken unanimously during the NDA Parliamentary Party Floor Leaders meeting held in the Parliament complex yesterday. He said the meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Mr. Rijiju said the date for the filing of nomination for the election of the Vice President will be till 21st of this month. The minister said the polling will be held on 9 September and counting will be on the same day. The Lok Sabha has passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025. It amends the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the bill replaces an ordinance which was brought as there is President's rule in the state. She said, it is a constitutional necessity because if this legislation is not passed, the state will have difficulty in implementing GST amendments which have long been approved by the GST Council and its revenue will be affected. Ms. Sitharaman said the Manipur GST Amendment Bill is very important to serve the state so that it can collect GST on items approved by GST Council. The lower house also gave its approval to the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The Election Commission has rebutted the claims made by Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, wherein he alleged manipulation in the voter list. In a social media fact-check, Election Commission termed these allegations as misleading, saying that if Mr. Gandhi believes what he is saying is true, then he should sign the declaration or oath as per the elections rule. In Sikkim, the last batch of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has reached Gangtok. The 10th and the last batch of pilgrims this year through Nathula Pass consists of 50 persons, including officials. Today, they will be briefed by the ITBP personnel at Gangtok. The team will stay for 4 days at Serathong and 17 mile for acclimatization before beginning their journey towards Kailash and Mansarovar. They will complete the journey within 11 to 12 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.